Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. If you have a job, filing your taxes is pretty easy. A few forms, an online process, clickety-click, and you're done. But if you're recently self-employed or you recently started a side hustle, you may be learning that filing taxes takes a little bit more work and will in the future. Dean Paley is a chartered professional accountant in Burlington, Ontario, and he's here now to talk about some of the things you should know if you're going to have some self-employed income or maybe entirely self-employed income on your taxes. Hello, Dean.
Hello, Bruce.
What are some of the big things that you would highlight as being different about the process for people filing taxes when they have self-employed income, either entirely, like that's what they do, or it's a side hustle that augments a jobby job?
Well, when you have a job, as you said, you get your tax slip and you fill out your tax return and everything's good to go. When you're self-employed, you've got income to track. So you have to be able to keep records of who's paying you and for what work is being done. And then you have expenses that you may incur to earn that income. Those expenses could be automobile expenses, they could be office supplies, they could be meals for meetings, any range of those items.
Years ago, I left a job and I started freelancing. No tax was withdrawn at source, and I spent every penny I made to pay the rent. This was a big problem when tax time arrived. What advice do you have for people so that they don't find themselves in this situation?
That's a great question. One of the things that they could do is to estimate what they are going to earn from their sales or from their self-employment income after expenses, if they can factor that in, and then make an estimate of the taxes. There's lots of websites out there that you can do a quick calculation to figure out what your tax liability would be, and then you can put that money off to the side. If you don't know what your expenses are going to be, a quick top line thing, particularly if you're in the gig economy, is to maybe just use your sales and estimate what your income or estimate what your taxes would be for a given period.
You have been doing this for a long time. Uber is a relatively new phenomenon, and really the gig economy in this way is new-ish. What have you learned that is really different in the last, call it 5 years, when this really became a part of the zeitgeist?
Well, we have seen a lot of new self-employed people come in to seek for our assistance with their taxes. One of the things that somebody perhaps might not be aware of is they might have to register for HST or GST. So, for example, they're required to, and Uber and Lyft and the ride-sharing services are pretty good about making sure that the drivers do register and collect the HST, or they collect it for them. But other ones, like if you're selling through Amazon, you may have to collect HST depending on the situation, and some other platforms as well. You may be registering even if you're below the $30,000 registration requirement.
And why even if? So I have that $30,000 figure in my mind. Why would you need to collect it if you were below that threshold?
Well, in the GST world, if you're a taxi, then you're required to register regardless of the limit.
Right.
So there are certain circumstances where you may be just simply required. The taxi's the big one, but you do have to keep your eye on it. And it is something definitely you'd want to look into to make sure you not get offside. It can get ugly if...
Yeah. What are some simple rules you would apply on what are deductible expenses? Because I'm sure you've seen some pretty outrageous examples of things that the CRA will simply not pass.
Things that typically would come up from the CRA's perspective would be excessive meals and entertainment expenses, or automobile expenses are another area that tend to be looked at. Generally speaking, when you're taking looking for expenses, the general rules: if you incurred the expense to generate the income, you can deduct it. If it was purely personal, then you can't deduct it. Things that I've seen, you know, you can't deduct your groceries, but you can deduct a portion of your home if you work there.
What are some of the best ways for people to track the expenses, track the income? There are a million and one apps out there. There's all sorts of tax filing software and bookkeeping software. What would you recommend people look for or look at when it comes to that part of it?
I would look for something that's simple and easy for them to use. Something that would track sales taxes if they need to, and something that makes it convenient to connect their payment systems, such as the bank account or a credit card, to track those expenses.
How do you think about taxes if your business doesn't make a profit? So there are some people who have self-employed income, but it's a passion project. They love to do it. They're doing magic at birthday parties. It's earned income. They know they need to, and they invoice for it. They know they need to be on side of the CRA, but it's not a lot of money, or it's no money at all.
If it's there's a difference between a hobby and an adventure in the nature of trade, which we refer to as a business. So if you're pursuing profit to make money, then definitely it's a business, and there would be more of a formal structure. If it's just something you're doing for fun and really you're just getting your costs reimbursed, it may just simply be a hobby and it might not necessarily be a reportable item, although if you're ever uncertain, you're always best to report and claim the expenses against it rather than not.
What if it was something that really is a business? It's just going to take a while for it to become profitable, and you have to incur expenses to buy tools such that you can practice your trade or whatever. I'm making up a scenario here.
Yep.
How does the tax framework work in that circumstance?
If a business generates a loss in a particular year, that loss can be deducted against any other income for that year. If there's still a loss left over, it could be carried back 3 years or it could be carried forward 10.
Many people listening to this will be like, okay, so I've got this side hustle or I'm self-employed. At what point should I incorporate and should I go provincial or federal? What would be your wisdom on those two questions?
On the incorporation, there's a couple of factors that you'd want to consider from a pure taxation point of view. If you have another job and you don't necessarily need the income from the side business and you want to save it, then incorporation may be a good venture for you. You can benefit from a low tax rate. In Ontario, that's about 12.2% right now, which is a deferral. If you have a considerable amount of income and you're trying to survive off of the profit and you are finding that you have accumulated savings, then that might be a point to which you might want to consider incorporation. On a pure numbers basis, around $40,000 of profit is somewhat of a break-even point between combined personal and corporate taxes and earning through self-employment as a sole proprietor.
Just before we go, I want to ask the question about family members, because if you're self-employed, you may have a spouse doing a part of that work. You may want to pay that spouse an hourly wage or some sort of amount to compensate them for that work. What are some watchouts on involving family on the self-employed side?
When you have family members, you want to make sure that you're paying them a wage that you would pay an independent third party. You have to be careful not to pay more than what you would pay somebody else to do the same work. You wouldn't want to pay your spouse $500 an hour to do administrative work that you would pay somebody else $30 an hour to do. That would be the other thing you'd want to do is make sure that you track the time, what was done.
Right. So there's a fair amount of rigor on this front. You can't just make it up.
Yeah, correct. You cannot make it up.
Interesting. Dean, thank you for your time today.
No problem. It's nice to meet you.
Dean Paley is a chartered professional accountant in Burlington, Ontario, and he was here to talk about some of the subtleties on prepping to file your taxes if you are self-employed or if you've got a side hustle going, which many, many, many Canadians now do.